about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
And we are back. Thank you all for tuning in to the Dr. Dahlia Show. I know you have many other choices out there, but the fact that you choose wisely means I love you. Thank you for tuning in to the Dr. Dahlia Show. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio, even though we talk about everything, because I, you know, sometimes there's really not a lot of interesting medical news, but today there is. Today there's some interesting stuff, but before I get to that, thank you guys for the emails and the Facebook and the tweets and the, I guess the Pawn Stars debut wasn't that bad. We got some more episodes on the way, but it, I think I could hold off with the plastic surgery for another month or two. But I could barely watch. I was hiding my head behind a pillow. I've been on TV, but never something. Well, no, I was on Fox once, but still, you know, you never like the way you look. I mean, I'm sure the Kardashians love the way they look and Paris Hilton, which is why they could, you know, throw a sex tape out there. But for me, no. I like no skin showing at all. You know, maybe I'll let you guys peek at my eyes. I'm not very, very good with that. And it worked out okay. So basically, one of my medical antiques that I collect a lot of medical antiques. I have a lot of things from the Civil War, World War II. I have one piece from World War I. It's a little first aid kit, field first aid kit from World War I. A lot of cool stuff. And one of the things I had was a mid to late 1800s tooth extractor. So I decided to bring that onto the show and talk about how you take out a tooth, how you would use it. We did talk about some anesthesia that I don't think was able to be played. I think that might have been edited. I forget if we talked about that. I forget because I did another episode where we talked about the morphine and the cocaine and a variety of other anesthetic. That might have been with us. I also brought a Civil War piece on there too. But anyway, so I had my 1870s tooth extractor. The funny thing is after I sold it, you know, you just kind of felt a little nostalgic. I felt sad because I kind of miss it. It was a real cool piece. It was a real cool piece, so I kind of miss it. But Corey and Chum were awesome. These guys are smart, you know. I mean, they know their stuff. And the negotiation went well, so I was able to get pretty much what I wanted for my piece. And I was pretty happy about that. I was pretty happy. And what really made me happy is some of my dental listeners, dental folk out there, wrote me saying, you know, how do you know so much about, you know, teeth and pulling teeth? Honestly, you wonder, especially with Obamacare, maybe I should go into dentistry. Probably have a more secure future. So anyway, it was cool. Thank you guys for watching. I know there was Dallas on, for some of you watching Dallas. I guess JR got shot again, but this time died because of the death of Larry Hagman. So they decided to incorporate that into the show. So it was all about the funeral of JR Ewing. We kind of skipped through that because I wanted to see the Pawn Stars episode, but I'll probably watch it again because I was a huge fan of Larry Hagman and a huge fan of old Dallas. New Dallas is okay. You know, not as much cool cowboy stuff. Right, I really dig the whole cowboys riding on the horses. Not that much this time around, but then again, the younger generation. I mean, you know, they're into hovercraft, so of course you're not going to see as much, you know, cowboy stuff. But pretty cool stuff nonetheless. Now, let's hit some of the headlines today. Paul Ryan has unveiled his $4.6 trillion plan to cut the deficit, and Paul Ryan is such a cutie. Okay, I kind of dig his plan. The problem is will it even pass through the Senate? So I guess the House Republicans have unveiled a budget today that would hopefully balance the nation's books in 10 years without raising taxes. But a key to this plan would be, and don't cry now, don't scream, the key to the plan would be eliminating Obamacare. I know. Boo-hoo. I know. No wonder I love it. All right. Anyway, so I guess it would revamp Medicare for future retirees, have two different tax brackets for individuals, a 10% tax bracket and a 25% tax bracket. They think they would actually be able to achieve balance with what the government spent and what it collects by 2023, assuming nobody is mishandling the money or misappropriating the money as we've seen over the past few decades with our Medicare and Social Security funds. But that's a subject for a different day. So let's quickly review, and I want to hear from you all. I know we can't get too excited about this plan because the you know, Senate is going to squash it, but I really kind of dig what he has. Number one is a full repeal of Obama's health care law, and then do it right. Okay, I would strongly urge, if you're going to promise health care to everybody, you're going to have to think this one through. You have to. Two, support new laws to limit medical malpractice liabilities. Now we're talking. Thank you. Finally, someone's thinking. They say a balanced budget achieved in a decade by not allowing the government to spend more than it collects in revenue. Republicans set at 19.1% of gross domestic product. By their measure, federal government would spend $4.6 trillion less over the next decade, a 3.4 annual increase in spending each year. But the Republicans are hoping the economy will grow faster by that margin, so that'll help balance the books. Cuts the growth of public debt by an estimated $14.2 trillion. Construction authorized for the 1,700-mile Keystone XL oil pipeline, because it would create 20,000 new jobs. A overhaul of the Medicare system for future retirees starting in 2024. Seniors would be given a federal subsidy to purchase health care from the private market instead of the guaranteed benefit system that currently exists. It also calls for wealthy seniors to pay for more premiums. This is crucial, people, because many of my patients now becoming Medicare age, they say all that's free is the hospitalization benefit. They don't have the money to buy Part B, D, the other parts, okay? And many of you don't want to be a part of Medicare. You want an opt-out because doctors aren't taking Medicare, and Medicare is covering less and less, and you don't want to be cornered into just Medicare. So this is something that I've been discussing since the election that I think actually gives our seniors more of a well-needed choice. But I'm not a senior yet. I want to hear from you all. I mean, is this something that you think needs to move forward? 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-362-3254. We got more in this plan we need to talk about, but how will it affect you? Don't go away.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. I really, really appreciate it. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So in the news today, they've been discussing the Paul Ryan plan. And the GOP budget plan, which includes balancing the budget, ideas to balance the budget in terms of wanting to cut public debt, allowing the Keystone XL oil pipeline to go through and hire 20,000 new people, full repeal of Obama's health care law, support for new laws to limit medical malpractice liabilities. I know, I am doing the jig, but it's probably not going to pass in the Senate. Overhaul of the Medicare system, which we talked about, the opt-out, which was proposed during one of the debates during the presidential election. Also, he wants to keep in place $716 billion in Medicare cuts and payments to providers included in the president's health care law to achieve balance. Now, Ryan had opposed these cuts and attacked Obama for it, but from what we understand, he's going to keep those Medicare cuts in place. Again, another reason why you guys are going to need an opt-out of Medicare, as doctors are dropping Medicare. a transfer of power to states to determine how Medicaid and other funds should be spent on programs, including food stamps. Let the states handle that. It's, the states have to budget for Medicaid anyway. An increase in defense spending over current law. A plan to transform the tax code. It's going to simplify it from 7 individual tax brackets to 2 tax brackets. All right. I believe a 10% and a 25%. He wants to repeal the alternative minimum tax, have a 25% corporate tax rate, and a requirement that the President and Congress offer respective proposals for the long-term solvency of Social Security. Now, this is being posted by USA Today. Now, we've been watching what's been going on with Congress and the back and forth and the budget and the deficit, and many of us are still scratching our heads why Obamacare, is thrust into the middle of this. Keep in mind, Obamacare is going to cost at least $1.3 trillion for the subsidies. And some people are like, well, I don't understand. How is Obamacare going to cost that much money? Well, remember, they promised health care to all. Now, even though I'm a physician and I would love all our citizens to have access to health care, I'm a huge fan of that. Of course, when I was working in the emergency room, we gave health care to all. I didn't ask anybody for their citizenship status. I didn't care if they paid their taxes or not. I took care of them. If there was a sick kid in front of me, if there was somebody who was shot, I took care of them. I did. So as a doctor, I want everyone to have access. But the government needs to realize you just can't promise something to get elected and then not be able to financially carry this through. And if you cannot financially carry this through, there's going to be consequences. You can't just promise something, push it through with Pelosi, have it pushed through years ago, then force Congress to work around it, especially when the Obamacare law doesn't really ensure health care for everybody. Okay, they're expecting 30 million Americans are expected to be covered under Obamacare. Again, doesn't really make sense because forcing an employer to cover an employee or tax them, what do you think the employer is going to do? He'll take the tax. Already the employers have lost the deductions or a good amount of the deductions they could take for purchasing health insurance for their employees. So they're already losing the deduction. And how much is health insurance per employee? Well, according to here's a report from the IRS, which I guess came out January 30th. He estimated under Obamacare the cheapest plan for a family of four. Okay, now this is whether they're working or not. The cheapest plan for a family of four or five will cost $20,000 a year by 2016. $20,000 a year. I could believe it. I'm actually surprised it's that little. Because what I'm seeing with my, what am I paying? We're paying a little bit less than that. Of course, my kids are younger. But I'm not going to be too surprised. I mean, insurance is skyrocketing ever since Obamacare passed. They say annual premiums for employer-sponsored health insurance for a family of four averaged $15,745 in 2012. Workers had to pay $4,300 towards the cost of their coverage, according to a survey by Kaiser Family Foundation and Health Research and Education Trust. They say the penalties, of course, for individuals who don't obtain the health insurance are supposed to be capped at either the bronze premium or 2.5% of taxable income or $2,085 in 2016. So are people going to pay the $4,300 or are they going to pay the $2,000? If they are cash-strapped, if they're not being hired by employers, employers are now moving to part-time. They're already trying to cut costs. They're not getting the tax breaks to purchase insurance. I mean, we are not seeing people insured. This year, actually, the last two quarters, we have probably seen the most uninsured patients I have ever seen in my clinic, and I've had my clinic for 13 years. This is some scary stuff. If people are working, they're only working part-time. Or they're working at a location that will not pay for health insurance. Employers have already made up their mind. Now, businesses with 50 or more employees under this law will be required to get health insurance for their employees or pay fines of at least $2,000 per employee. Well, if we just read, according to the Kaiser Family Foundation, that it costs $15,700 to insure each employee, or you could take the tax of $2,000 per employee, what do you think they're going to do? Let alone, what about these small businesses that are right at the 52-employee mark? Fire 3 employees and you'll be at the 49. This is why I think Obamacare was one of the most ridiculous things to ever pass. And I know many of you have been listening to my show for years. You're like, Dr. Dahlia, heard this before. Same old, same old. Same poop, different day. Some of you are new to the show, and many of you have been asking, how do I feel? Where do I stand? Why are conservatives so against Obamacare? Because a lot of us conservatives, we understand economy and economics. We do. I think a lot of kindergartners understand economics. Okay? And if an employer has a choice of dropping 15, 16 grand or dropping 2 grand, the employer would probably rather save the 14 grand. Okay? That's kindergarten math. Okay? You know, I live in a part of the country that got hit really, really hard. I'm sure we've all gotten hit. But where I live, I'm very nervous because I take care of thousands upon thousands of patients. We have a huge practice. And seeing them not have health insurance is scary. But what's also interesting is this whole circle of life, this whole cycle of things. One thing that might be a silver lining, okay, to our healthcare funk that we're in is we're finding certain healthcare costs to be lower than they used to be. And I know some of you are kind of shocked by that, but for example, when I first opened up my practice, if you wanted to go to an urgent care or you wanted to go to a doctor for cash, you were paying at least $125, $150 for a cash visit. I had charged $100 at the time when I first opened because I wanted to be lower than my neighbors. Well, then when the recession hit, we dropped it to a $50 cash charge. And I know there's even better out there in other parts of the country. I remember my mother's doctor was charging $45. But one thing we're finding is labs, radiology places, doctor's offices, even hospitals have been offering much lower fees for cash patients. And another one of my patients yesterday said, Dahlia, why would I buy health insurance? It's cheaper for me to go to the doctor. So that's a very ironic sequence of events where now people are calculating, well, it only cost me $50 to go see Dr. Dahlia. If I get a mammogram, some of these radiology places only charge $50 for a mammogram. I could go to the dental school to get my dental care. I could ask for generic medication. Generic medications are what, $7 at Walmart. If I have a brand name medication, some of the pharmaceutical companies will send you the medications, or I'll try to, you know, deal with the samples. I mean, it's still a struggle, but I have some people that are able to do it under $150 a month. That's incredible. Why? Because we in the healthcare industry had to conform, and we've had to drop our prices. I mean, I got to tell you, I brought this up years ago before people running for Congress or Senate got in trouble for saying it. But I had brought up where I just love the old idea of medicine, where you would have a very small office. You didn't have to pay for computers and computer billing and billers and software and fees to log on to the Medicare system to be able to access, EOBs, etc. And people would come in to bring you a chicken. That bring you $25 was a phenomenal pay for your time. But it's not like that anymore. Malpractice is multiple tens of thousands a year now. Of course it has to be reformed. Well, don't go away. I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dry guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. But I have to tell you, it could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-362-3254. Over the break, one of you had asked about Medicare doctors and the possible opt-out. How do you find a Medicare doctor? Now, we've discussed this on the show before, and I understand many of you are new listeners. So thank you guys for our previous listeners being so patient if I kind of reiterate some things that I've talked about in the past. But finding a Medicare doctor is starting to become a lot more difficult, and that's what many of you have been reporting on. And I had given you guys some tips about 6 months ago when this was first discussed about the Medicare opt-out. Many of you had said, you know, look, my doctor's not taking Medicare anymore. I need to find a new doctor. I'm being transferred out. What do I do, et cetera? And I told you probably one of the best places to find a doctor that takes Medicare would be through a university system or through a large group. Medicine is changing to the point where us private doctors that have small clinics private practices are going to be a thing of the past. It's going to be all about the big groups. Because when it comes to Medicare billing, when it comes to billing software, when it comes to electronic medical records, when it comes to malpractice, things are just too damn expensive. And the big corporations are going to have to take over. And the small mom-and-pop docs that are out there are going to be a thing of the past. So if you want to find a Medicare doctor, it's probably easier to go to the bigger groups. Okay? Now, I know many of you have loved your, you know, corner of the neighborhood doctor. I know. It is cool. You know, you're able to get in same day, and you're hopefully able to see your same doctor, as opposed to going to a big corporation and getting a different doctor or a different PA or nurse practitioner at different times. Or if you want the same doctor, the same nurse practitioner, the same provider, you have to, you know, wait 3-4 weeks. So I understand, but that's where it's moving to. Another, though, trick of the trade is to call the medical school in your area and find out if you don't want to go to the medical school clinic where these are doctors in training, find out where the new graduates have set up shop. And some of these new graduates that have set up their own practice usually take Medicare, because they had to be credentialed for Medicare while they were resident physicians. So the fact that they graduate, most likely they are going to stay on very similar insurances that they were when they first got out of school. I did. I was on HMOs. I was on Medicaid. I was on Medicare. Of course, I wanted to be able to still see some of the patients that wanted to follow me out of residency. You weren't supposed to advertise to them or market to them, but I can't tell you how many patients had seen me back then, and so they wanted to follow me, and great. So I took, you know, whatever insurance I could. Then we started to see what was happening with the reimbursement and the, and, you know, our billers would be going to their, training classes over and over and over again. And then, the Medicare or Medicaid would still decline the claims, yet the private insurance would pay the claims. And then it got to the point where once our expenses started to rise, we couldn't do it anymore. And so, although we never dropped Medicare, we did have to drop Medicaid. And Medicare then started to go through some changes in and of itself after Obamacare, and they were sending very confusing letters, like, we need your high school diploma, we need your medical school diploma, which didn't make sense because they had everything 13 years ago. So, you know, many doctors are starting to kind of fear the worst with what's happening with Medicare, and since Medicare started to stop paying for, like, pre-op physicals, chest x-rays, certain things that they used to pay for, you had a lot of doctors needing to make, some decisions. So one thing you could temporarily do, and it's only a temporary fix until these new doctors, you know, start wising up, unfortunately, is many of them will still be on many of these insurances. And so then hopefully you will still be able to find doctors out there that do take Medicare. Another field, which I'm in love with, but there's not enough providers, are your geriatricians. Your geriatricians are your doctors that take care of 65 on up, your senior population. So they have to take Medicare. Yeah, I mean, it's very difficult to hold a cash practice or to just do private pay, you know, taking care of seniors. So your geriatricians would also be more likely to take Medicare, and they should not cost more, because insurances pay the doctors the same for a level 3, level 4 office visit. So those are some ideas. If any of you guys have ideas, please share them. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So with Paul Ryan and his plan, bringing up, you know, where there could be a federal subsidy that will allow you to purchase healthcare from the private market, that to me is something that I think many seniors do want. Again, I can't speak for all of them, but I just had another patient call up saying, look, I mean, I have to pay for Medicare anyway. If I have to pay for Medicare, then why don't I just pay for Blue Cross Blue Shield or United or Aetna, et cetera? And so now, I mean, will the private health insurance plan be cheaper than Medicare? I doubt it. So that is, you know, that is going to be an issue. You know, you have Medicare competing with the private market. That's, you know, Medicare will be cheaper. But many of you want to save your doctor. You do. And if your doctor doesn't take Medicare anymore. But this is a huge problem. Because as doctors drop Medicare, many doctors think, especially political groups, go, great, then the government's going to have to turn around and repeal Obamacare. Oh, no. The government doesn't like doctors. The government can't stand doctors. We're expensive, right? Because, you know, none of us will take a salary under six figures. Not with all the costs we put in with schooling, not with all the liability, not with our malpractice payments. So doctors are expensive, right? Number two, doctors are pretty, I don't want to use the word cocky, but we're kind of stubborn. You know, we really don't like non-medical professionals telling us how to practice medicine. I don't know if you all have noticed. No, Dr. Dahlia, you seem so accommodating. No, I don't know if you've picked up, but these panels Kathleen Sebelius, Health and Human Service Secretaries, wants to oversee to help decrease the cost of health care and make these guidelines, I'm not really opening or warming up to. No. So a doctor being given guidelines or being given rules while at the same time still vulnerable to lawsuits isn't going very well. So, you know, the government can't stand doctors. They really can't. I mean, look at what we just dealt with the Nevada Judiciary Committee, the Nevada State Judiciary Committee, right? We have trial lawyers that are on the committee, right? They're not medical professionals coming up with laws to limit how doctors practice, how doctors prescribe. I don't need a trial lawyer telling me how to prescribe. I have a medical board, and I'm very happy with my medical board. I've worked with my medical board. I like them. I trust them because there's physicians on the medical board. And medical professionals, and there's attorneys, but they understand they have worked in the healthcare system. Somebody who hasn't worked in the healthcare system, no, I do not need you coming in and telling me how to practice. So the government, I don't think, gives a heart and doot if we doctors stop taking Medicare. Because they are now hoping that the rise of the mid-level, the nurse practitioner, the physician assistant, maybe even give prescribing privileges like they're now pursuing in California to pharmacists, optometrists, allowing optometrists to now manage diabetes. They are loving that. Because your mid-levels are accustomed to following guidelines and protocols that the doctor they work with or collaborate work with give them. Boy, am I dangling my participles. I'm sorry about that. Or I'm ending with a conjunction. So, no, I'm not really expecting any changes from the government. Now, something like this, where here we have Paul Ryan saying, well, let's finally repeal Obama's health care law, save some money, repeal the medical malpractice liabilities, allow seniors to have an opt-out. To me, now we're going somewhere, but it's not going to fly. All right, guys, don't go away. We got a lot of medical news, plus your questions. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters Easy, A-R-M-O-R.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DrDahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter and follow us on Facebook. Well, everyone's favorite antibiotic is the Z-Pak, or generic name Zithromax. And a pretty alarming study has come out, even though we doctors have been aware of it for a while, where the FDA has warned that the antibiotic azithromycin, which is sold as Zithromax or Z-Pak, can cause potentially fatal irregular heart rhythm in some patients. Now, a study in the New England Journal of Medicine last May had compared the risk, and we talked about this, of cardiovascular death with different antibacterial drugs. Okay? And that this particular drug, the Zithromax or Z-Pak, had a higher death rate. In its warning, the FDA said the drug can cause abnormal changes in the electrical activity of the heart that could lead to potentially fatal heart rhythm, known as a prolonged QT. Prolonged QT interval, it's kind of like where the your heart's contractions can become irregular. It has to do with the electricity as it goes through the heart, and sometimes these antibiotics can actually interfere with that. So they say that doctors have to use caution when giving this antibiotic who are known to have this condition. Also, if you have low potassium issues or low magnesium issues, a slower than normal heart rate, if you do take medications that treat abnormal rhythms, they want people to be careful. Also, some of you have torsades de pointes, which is an abnormal heart rhythm where the electricity seems to kind of elliptical or circle a baseline. It's a very, very abnormal rhythm that we see on the EKG. And anybody that has that, they say they should probably avoid Z-Pak as well. Now, the FDA noted that other drugs in the same class as azithromycin, like the macrolides, also have the potential for QT prolongation, like erythromycin. You guys remember erythromycin. Erythromycin, we haven't been prescribing that much because of some of its issues. Z-Pak came out, and overall it's been pretty safe. Plus, it doesn't seem to cause the GI side effects that erythromycin did. Well, now they're saying, no, even without the GI side effects, we still could have the cardiovascular side effects. The non-macrolide antibiotics, like your fluoroquinolones, your Cipro, Avalox, Levaquin, these medications also could put people at risk with an abnormal heart rhythm. Now, Pfizer, who did make Zithromax, launched it even though now it's generic, looks like has not been available for comment. Its shares had gone down this morning. But this isn't anything new. I mean, I've talked about it again. You know, news always seems to follow much later than the Dr. Dahlia show, but that's okay. Well, we won't make a big deal about that. But, you know, when you ask for an antibiotic from your doctor, or when your doctor prescribes an antibiotic, it is okay to ask, is this okay with my other medications? Is this okay with any conditions I have? What kind of blows a lot of our minds, though, is the Z-Pak was pretty much one of the safest antibiotics out there. Okay? If you were allergic to penicillin, if you were allergic to sulfa, we couldn't give you amoxicillin or Augmentin. We couldn't give you Bactrim. So we couldn't give you certain medications. If you were on Coumadin, Warfarin, if you were pregnant, you could very easily take Zithromax without a problem. Now, mind you, I've been using Zithromax not only in my 13-year practice, but also when I was training. So for years, when the Z-Pak came out, I was using it for years. And I have never, knock on wood, had a person have a heart issue with this medication. But the fact that the potential is there, it just reminds us that we need to be careful. And you can't be popping these antibiotics like candy. And many of us do. Oh, I'm sick. Get me a Z-Pak. I mean, you know, in the olden days, you used to go to the doctor. You would tell the nurse your chief complaint. I have a sore throat. I have an upper respiratory infection. I have a cough, etc. Now, people come in, and the nurse has on top of their chart, patient wants a Z-Pak. That's not a chief complaint. That's not allowing me to do my job. That's you telling me you want a Z-Pak. Then I, of course, have to ask you, would you like some fries with that and a Diet Coke? No, remember, all these medications have risks. Remember that little kid that took some Motrin? The little kid took Motrin and then went into a Stevens-Johnson's type reaction. Actually, she went into toxic toxic epidermal necrolysis where her skin just started to peel off. That was from over-the-counter Motrin, people. Okay, any of these medications you take could not jive with your system. Now, I don't want you paranoid. Okay, I don't want you panicked. We've been taking these medications for years. But for some of you, it just won't jive with your system and you can have a bad reaction. So don't, you know, use caution. Please be very respectful of the side effects that these medications can have. And be very aware, and if you do or ever had an abnormal heart rhythm, or if your family member has ever had a heart rhythm, get yourself checked and make your doctor or medical provider aware. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, a report has come out saying 233 million women may be without birth control by the year 2015. Researchers estimate that contraceptive use and unmet contraceptive need among married and cohabitating women of reproductive age for 194 countries between 1990 and 2010 will be huge and staggering. The researchers defined an unmet need as a proportion of women who would like to delay or stop childbearing, but who are not using any method of contraception. Okay, obviously, global use of contraceptions have risen. I'm very glad that this study had stated married or cohabitating women, because I'm really not going to play much of a violin for many people out there, you know, partying at the nightclubs, hooking up. That's not my responsibility. As a taxpayer, it's not. Why should I be paying for other people's birth control? Honestly, I don't want you paying for mine. When I was growing up, if I couldn't afford my birth control, I held off having sex. It was very easy to do, people. You say no, say not tonight, no, I don't want to get pregnant. I don't know how many times I told men, no, I really don't want to get pregnant. No, thank you. I'll pass. Now, true, I got left with the bill and had to pay for my own dinner. Got left in multiple movie theaters, had to find my own rides home. But it was easy to do. Very easy to say, no, I'll pass. I don't want to become pregnant. I never expected my city, my state, my country, my government to pay for my birth control. Now, I do understand that in certain countries, overpopulation is a huge issue, and being able to introduce birth control to some of these populations could be very beneficial in terms of world hunger. I get that. But many people have been using this report as why we need to have birth control coverage with Obamacare in our beautiful country of ours. And, you know, I'm kind of looking at some other priorities. Yeah, covering people's birth control is nice, but what about the transplants? What about our seniors where Medicare isn't covering it all? What about our autistic children? What about our blind children? What about our patients with cancer? To me, I think we have some more priorities than birth control. I understand the Democrats got a lot of votes this election because the youth loved it. But I really don't see why I have to pay for other people's birth control, why people that aren't involved in other people's sex lives need to now be economically involved. Birth control should be a very personal issue. This was my big beef with employers paying for plans that covered for birth control, etc. I don't want my employer anywhere near my uterus, having nothing to do with my uterus and ovaries. Stay out, butt out, thank you. I'll handle my own private issues. Okay? And that's just the way it is. I don't, you know, the Constitution does not guarantee that I will have birth control if I have unprotected sex. No. The Constitution is life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Life, liberty, freedom, pursuit of happiness. I apologize if I'm misquoting. No birth control, no condoms, no diaphragms, no sponge. Okay? No condoms. Why should we pay for it? All right. But I do understand on a global setting why this is a huge, huge feat. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.